This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
It's criminal! It ought to be a law! Criminal! It ought to be a whole lot more! You get nothing for nothing! Tell me who can you trust? We got what you found! And you got the lust! If you want blood! You got it!
If you want blood, if you want fresh blood, you got it. This is the Decibel Geek Podcast. My name is Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my good friend Chris Sinzak.
It's good to see you again, finally.
Yeah, man. It seems like it's been a minute since we've done a show together.
It has. It's been a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot going on, and we're in a brand new studio.
It's just a room full of boxes.
Yeah, at this point.
I think the bass is probably pretty good in here because there's nothing to soak up the sound.
That's true.
No wall of CDs to absorb the audio.
But no wood paneling like the last place.
No, Well, maybe we can do something about that. Maybe I can get some wood paneling put up in here just for the hell of it. For the rock of it.
We've moved on from the Adobe Hut, as my friends at Cobras and Fire like to say. It's a new Adobe Hut.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people were upset. You know, a lot of our friends that came out and partied with us at Rockin' Pod were upset that the old Adobe Hut was going to be gone.
Well, things change.
Yeah, but we can have fun here, too. I mean, we can disrupt golfers in the backyard.
That'll be fun on its own. And this room is going to, when this room is outfitted and everything, it's going to be really cool, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to be great. I got some really good plans for this room, and I intend on having, you know, just like always, a bunch of really cool people come over here and share rock and roll stories with us and our listeners. So, you know, and being that it's even closer into town, it makes it easier for people. So don't got to drive all the way out into the next county over.
That's true.
Just to talk to us.
We might be able to do some video stuff out of here, too.
Heck yeah, man. I'm hoping so. I'm hoping this is the year.
Yeah, that'd be a good time to do it. So we've got a lot going on.
You know, talking about Rockin' Pod.
Yeah.
Man, we had so much fun the last couple of years. I know you've got some big announcements coming for this year's Rockin' Pod, and today is the day.
Today's the day. We went live with the new website, rockinpod.com, and everything's open. Ticket sales are live. Podcast registration is live. We've even have a few guests already announced.
Yeah.
So go over some of that. Erie Vaughn from Danzig is going to come back this year.
That's cool. That means he had fun last year.
He did. He had a great time, and he's looking forward to being back this year. Also, Jeremy Barber from Green Jello is going to join us this year.
Nice. I love Green Jello. Electric Harley House of Love.
Yeah. Another guest from last year that's coming back, Drew Fortier from Flip and Zen from Mars and Bang Tango and a million other projects.
Yeah.
And also a new guest this year who just moved to Nashville, Jack Gibson, the bass player for Exodus, is going to join us this year. And he's a really great guy. He's excited to be a part of Rockin' Pod.
Sweet. And, awesome.
Big names being worked on. Can't say yet. Don't want to jinx it.
Don't jinx it.
I believe in jinxes, and I'm not going to cause one. But that's going on. But we're having it at the so as I mentioned in last week's episode, those wonderful Decibel Geek listeners got the clue first about the venue. Doing it at the Nashville Airport Marriott, really close to town. And it's basically all on site. So we have a special discount code at rockinpod.com where you can just stay at the hotel and party with us all weekend long.
Right, because we're all going to be lumped in together in our own special rock and roll section of the Marriott Hotel.
Yep.
And you want to be a part of that. And why go anywhere if you don't have to? You know, if you can party it up and have a good time and not have to worry about driving back to your hotel or wherever you're staying at, that's perfect.
It's going to be great. We're going to have the Friday, August 9th, we'll have the Rockin' Pod pre-party and have some artists I'm working on with that. I can't say just yet, but I think you guys are going to really enjoy it.
This is bringing me flashbacks of last year and the year before where it's like, tell us.
Oh, I know.
Tell us.
Aaron knows a little bit off mic. I can't share it on mic just yet. But there's some cool stuff we're working on and some big name guests for this expo on Saturday. So get your room at the Nashville Airport Marriott. Go to rockinpod.com. We have a discount group code there. So book your room through our website and you will save money.
Yeah.
And you'll get to be a part of the whole thing. And it's going to be a great couple of days.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am too.
I love it.
A lot of work to do.
Well, I guess we should probably do our show, huh?
Yeah, we should.
So
it's been a while.
How do we start the show? Well, the way we always start the show, with some sweet reviews and recommendations. And we've got a couple right here that are really great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to share them with you right now. The first one comes to us. It's an iTunes review. 5 stars right there. I like that a lot. Comes to us from Mangetti from right here in the USA. Goes a little something like this. Aaron and Chris bring an amazing weekly podcast of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I appreciate their meticulous attention to detail when it comes to well-known and obscure rock music. Keeps me listening on a weekly basis. Kudos, Decibel Geek Podcast. Here's to many more years. That's awesome.
Thanks, Mangetti.
Mangetti. And that was titled A Great Show for Fans of Hard Rock by Fans of Hard Rock. I like that. Great iTunes review. All right. What else we got? Oh, we got a Podchaser review.
Yes.
Is that real?
The streak is over. Finally got one on Podchaser.
5 big red stars. There they are from Steve Areno. And the Podchaser review goes like this. Chris and Aaron, do it right. They have introduced me to countless new bands, and I love it. My library is constantly expanding from the bands they play. The banter between them is always fun to listen to as well. I hope I get down to Nashville and buy you both a beer sometime. Rockin' Pod Expo.
August would be a good time
to
do that.
That's the perfect time to do it.
All right, Steve Areno, join us.
Yeah, and I think your library is going to get expanded a little bit more today, so stick around for that.
Yeah.
And we got one more. It's a Facebook recommendation. Comes to us all the way from Sweden, from Jacob Erickson. Goes like this. Oi, if you want to be entertained and enjoy the stories and music of your favorite bands, this is the place to go. The interviews with Bruce Kulick, John Corabi, and Vinnie Vincent will put a big smile on your face no matter what. That's awesome.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Jacob. All the way from Sweden.
I like that. That's so cool. You know, all the way across the world, and people are rock and rollers just like us here in the States. You know, it's very cool to be able to connect with people from all over the place by doing this show. I love it.
And this episode in particular has a bit of an international flair also.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely does.
All right, so other favorite people, the Geeks of the Week. These are the people that shared on Facebook or retweeted on Twitter. Last week's episode, the Torpedo Dudes preview episode with our friend Greg Troyan.
People like that?
Yeah, went over pretty well.
We had fun doing that
We really had fun doing that.
If you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Probably the most laughing we've done in an episode ever.
Oh, man, it was great.
Geeks of the Week this week are James Nicholson, Freeform Rock Podcast, Mark Alden Taylor, Greg Troyan, Matt Ashcraft. Where's my favorite new name? Warren Edward LaRue Baker.
Nice.
So cool he's got 4 names. Simon Catt, Trevor McDougall, Todd Cunningham, Aaron Baker, Pete LaRussa, Sean Cullen, David Cathy, Decibel Geek TV, Rockin' Ron Runyon, Andrew Jacobs, Lipstick the Band shared it, David Glenn, Kristen Schimbeck, Mighty K, Joseph Capone, Brant Cattell, Rodney Dixon, Shane Hebert, Todd Cunningham, Mikhail Burrell, Boris Petrovsky, Adam Cox, Christopher Stokes, Ernesto Aguiar, Digital Kill the Radio Star, Jay Shabluski, Bipolar Billy, Eladio, and of course,
the Mooger Fooger. Yes, thank you to everybody, our Geeks of the Week, the people that get out and share and retweet the episodes. You know, you do that, and then you become an honorary Geek of the Week. We read your name at the top of the show in thanks for you doing that for us. And so we hope a lot of people do that today, because there's a lot of young upcoming bands in the world of rock. We've been talking about it for years. One of the main reasons I think that we do this show is because we know that there's deserving rock bands out there that aren't getting the exposure that they need. Back in the day, rock bands were king, you know? Mm-hmm. They were on TV, they were in magazines, they were on the radio. Nowadays, not so much.
Yeah.
You know, people say to me all the time, well, there really ain't any good rock bands anymore. I say, you're wrong. You're so wrong. There are. You're just not listening to them because nobody's playing it for you. That's what the Decibel Geek Podcast is for. So today, we got 10 brand new bands to feature that shows that rock and roll is alive and well with a brand new edition of Fresh Blood.
Yeah, I'm excited to get into this. So is it cool if I go first?
Yeah, please.
All right, so the first one, this was, and this is a case where, you know, we get bands contact us sometimes that listen to the show, and this was a case of that, where a guy from a band called Images of Eden contacted us. He was like, hey, you know, we're getting ready to go out on tour with Doro Pesch and Metal Church. They're going to do 30 dates in the States. And he's we could use a hand getting the word out. So I wanted to do that because I listened to the song they sent me. I was like, that's pretty damn good. It'd be perfect for Fresh Blood. And I'm kind of cheating with this a little bit because they've been around for a while. But, you know, Fresh Blood's also fresh stuff for your ears, not necessarily a brand new band. And, you know, so I think these guys need a little bit more exposure. And they come from York, Pennsylvania, And as I mentioned, they're touring in April and May with Metal Church and Doro Pesh. We'll have a link to their website on the show notes, and you can check out which dates they're coming to. Go check them out live. And I'm going to spin a song off their 2018 album, Soul Rise. This is Images of Eden with Harvest Day.
In the self-made prison of dying.
good enough for Doro and Metal Church. It's good enough for me. But I can see how they'd be a great fit with those
guys. Yeah, they fit really well on that bill. And they got a little bit of a Queensryche vibe, a little bit heavy.
Yeah, a little like prog rock a little bit,
Prog metal. But yeah, thanks, Images of Eden, for contacting us. That's how it works. You know, you contact us. If we like the stuff, we'll play it.
Right on. That's cool. Yeah, we like it when people contact us and show us, here's what we're creating. Look, we're keeping rock alive just like you guys. You know, check it out. And then we can listen to it ourselves. We can pass it on to our writers at DecibelGeek.com, get reviews written for it. Hopefully people read it and go, wow, here's a new rock band I didn't know nothing about.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's a great one right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is pretty cool because I was looking for some new bands to play, but I was like, I want something with a classic feel, you know? So everybody's so excited about the big Rock-Alana show coming up.
Yeah, that is a big festival.
Yeah, we were kind of supposed to go to that, but, you know, things happen and get in the way, man. But I'm feeling bad that we're missing it because there's so many great bands playing there. But what's cool about it, I always like those big festivals because you look at the posters, and it's got like the big names up on top, all these awesome bands that you know and love. But then you get down to the bottom where the little bitty band prints names are, you know, and you kind of look at them and go, well, I haven't heard any of these. Well, I was looking at the Rock-Alana poster and I got all the way down to the little bitty band names down at the bottom. And I found one called Babylon Shakes. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to check these guys out. And man, are they freaking awesome.
They are.
I've been listening to this new album over and over again. Let me tell you what they say about themselves or what is said about them. They're a visceral combination of sleaze, glam, and hard rock that pulls from the glory days of classic rock 70s into the 80s Sunset Strip. Boy, does it ever. Central Virginia-based Babylon Shakes deliver massive riffs and rhythms wrapped in whiskey-soaked fairy tales of long-lost Tinseltown dreams.
That's poetic.
That is poetic. Poetic, isn't it? I like that. Sounds good to me. Vocalist and guitarist Chris Clark has a raspy delivery that perfectly complements his punk and manic blues-infused guitar style. Man, this guy rips on guitar, too. Bassist Gary Jordan slams home the guttural bottom end, and drummer Jeff Mortimer provides the multi-percussive backbeat to the entire party. Armed with infectious songs and gypsy street fashion, that needs to come back. These guys are bringing it back. This trio of veteran musicians are shaking things up in the mid-Atlantic, and the rest of the world is up next. I didn't know what song to pick. I like it all.
Yeah.
I really like it all. So I'm just going to go with this one. It's off their new album, Exile to the Velveteen Lounge. This is Babylon Shakes with No Pictures, Please.
love it.
That's good stuff, man.
You know, it's interesting you picked them because they're on Highball Music.
Right. I was just going to say that. Our old friends, Highball Music.
Yeah. And Bill Chavis had sent me the album, and I've been listening to it, so they were almost going to be one of my picks. And then nice. I was like, well, good. Two birds with one stone.
You
want
to hear something that's really a trip?
What's that?
So I'm looking up information about Babylon Shakes. They're playing 5 miles from my house.
I saw that.
On Friday night. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Until I started doing the research, I would have totally missed out on that and not even know. Now I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, it looks like a really good show.
They're playing up at that Shooter's Bar. That's where I seen Little Ozzy.
That's going to be your new hangout.
It is. They got Every Mother's Nightmare coming.
Yeah, like in a month, I think.
Shooter's Lounge in Nashville, Tennessee, Friday night. Good Babylon Shakes.
Sweet.
Awesome. It's nice to have a rock bar back in Music City.
Well, speaking of Music City, that leads to my next pick. This band is no strangers to Decibel Geek, because we love them.
Yes. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Our buddies in Denman finally put out their new album, Raw Deal.
Finally. Oh,
and,
yes.
It has lived up to the hype. I've been listening to the shit out of this thing. And I went to the album release party a few weeks ago, and they played it in the bar, and you could tell they just lit up, hearing their stuff playing throughout the bar, and it's great stuff, man. I mean, they did the EP, The Life We Live, about a year or so ago.
And that was fantastic.
Fantastic. And then they went back into the studio with Michael Wagner, who put his magic on it again.
Yeah, and a perfect matchup between those two, yeah. You know, for what Denman is and the kind of music they're creating, who better than Michael Wagner?
Yeah, and hard to pick one song off this because the whole album is really good. Go to denmanrocks.com, and I'll have a link in the show notes because I highly encourage you to buy this album because this is one where it's not two good songs and a bunch of filler. Every damn song on this thing is good.
Sweet.
This is Denman with Alive and Overdrive.
Whoa!
Now
So
Denman.
Good. Just such a talented group of guys.
I'm so proud to be from Nashville, you know, when there's bands like that that are coming up here.
Yeah, we're lucky to have them here. And I have a feeling there's big things on the horizon for those guys.
Me too.
Yeah.
So cool. All right. Well, that brings me to my next one. And it's really more of a question. Chris, who are the Mysterines?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. I know absolutely nothing about this band.
I don't either.
I think they're from the UK.
Okay.
But like everything I look up about them, it says, who are the Mysterines?
So it's just a mystery.
So nobody really knows, I don't think.
Maybe that's the point.
I guess so.
As long as there's links to buy their music.
There's got to be links to buy the music. I mean, if there's nothing else, you know there's that. And I think maybe after you hear this, you might want to use one of those links that I'm sure are in the show notes.
No, of course.
This is the Mysterines and a song called Hormone. Don't know who they are, but I know they're awesome.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Man, I love that a lot, you know, and like I said, there's really not a lot of information out there about them.
Oh, I definitely want to check out more of that because I really enjoyed that song. I want to check out the rest of the album.
They're new. It's fresh blood. It's rock and roll. It's right here on the Decibel Geek Podcast.
That's great.
The Mysterines.
So for my next pick, this is one our buddy Victor Ruiz, and if you haven't listened to Mars Attacks, go over there and check that one out because that's a great podcast.
Victor rules.
Victor rules, and this was on his list for last year, and several people, including VIP Brad Kalmanson, suggested we play this band, and I've been checking them out, and I really like what I hear. It's a band called Alien Weaponry.
Oh yeah, that name sounds real familiar.
They were formed in 2010 in Waipu, New Zealand, and the band consists of Louis DeJong, Henry DeJong, and Ethan Trimbath, and if you think I'm pronouncing those correctly, you're probably wrong. All three members have Maori ancestry, and several of their songs are written in Te Reo Maori. That's something awesome. That's something that's not English.
I love that stuff.
And
I think
the name Alien Weaponry, the name came from the movie District 9. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's where they got the idea for the name. And their 2018 album 2, spelled T-U, was on a lot of lists last year, and it almost made mine. And as I said, good friend Victor Ruiz turned me on to this, and I'm going to turn them on to you now. This is Alien Weaponry with Holding My Breath.
So far, so good right here on Fresh Blood, the Decibel Geek Podcast, bringing you the hottest, newest, freshest rock bands that are going right now. And so far, we've hit a bunch. So, of course, as always, get out there. If you like Images of Eden, Babylon Shakes, Denman, The Mysterines, Alien Weaponry, really, any of these bands that we're playing here today, for the love of God, support them.
Yeah.
You know, because this is the future.
Yes,
this is the future of rock and roll. And if we don't support these bands, it goes away.
That's right.
You know, and so get out there at the very, very least. Go like their Facebook pages and then keep up where they're playing. Because you never know. You might look and find out this awesome band is playing 5 miles from the house.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing.
That's pretty wild. Pretty cool.
Cool.
You know, of course, we got a lot of stuff going on here. Let's start right at the top with decibelgeek.com. You know, we mentioned it earlier about how people like to send us their music, you know, and we like to in turn send that to our writers at decibelgeek.com because they know what's up. You know, they're fans of rock music just like we are. So they will take these bands, they'll listen to them, give them the respect and the time that they deserve, and then give them honest reviews, you know. So what more can you ask for as a band than an honest review? So if you're in a band and you've got an album coming out or you're creating music, send it to decibelgeek.com where these guys can check it out and hopefully feature your music. Or at least feature you in a way that maybe brings more attention to what you're doing.
Right.
You know, and on the other hand of that, if you're a fan of this kind of music, go to decibelgeek.com and read these articles and enjoy them and learn from them because there's so much you can learn at decibelgeek.com. One thing people learn when they go there, Decibel Geek t-shirt gets you laid every time.
That's true.
All you got to do is order one up, so get you one. Other than that, of course, you know, we've got Rock and Ron doing it for us over at Decibel Geek TV on the YouTube. All kinds of new stuff going on over there all the time. He's a hometown hero in Denver.
He really
with
is.
His Wolfpack stuff going on.
Yep.
How cool is that?
Yeah, he's our man in the West.
You don't even have to be in Denver to like that stuff. It helps if you are. But you don't have to be because Ron's got some cool stuff going on there, and it's definitely worth checking out. Another thing, too, I like to bring up every once in a while, you know, I know a lot of people are out there, they're going to concerts all the time, you know, grab your phone, you know, if the artists don't get angry about it, record a song. Make sure you get an entire song from beginning to finish, and then send that to Rock and Ron through decibelgeek.com, and you could have your video, and you'll be credited for it. I love the way Ron does it. He makes
like
it look
MTV
like a, like an MTV video. So you get the name of the band, the name of the song, the person that filmed it, where it was filmed at, the date, and then it's on Decibel Geek TV forever, you know, for people to enjoy.
Yeah.
So whatever bands you're out there seeing, if they're rocking, get your phone out, grab a video of it, and kick it over to Ron. And he will get you on Decibel Geek TV. You'll be a star.
Yeah. And we also want to plug the Decibel Geek Patreon and be a DBG VIP. And we've got a lot going on over there. As always, the Chris and Aaron show.
Yeah.
And then as our most popular thing these days, which is the Torpedo Dudes, our own KISS podcast. It started off as a goofy idea, but really has kind of taken off.
Yeah, you guys got a little taste of that last week. So if that's something you enjoy and you want more of it, get on over to Patreon.com. It's very cool because our VIPs, they get access to our own personal Facebook group, you know, and there's only like 40 of us in there, but we're all talking to each other, and you know, when stuff pops up on my feed from Decibel Geek VIPs, I love it because it's always something cool. As a matter of fact, we're going to learn a little something about that later on because I got a song coming up that was inspired by one of our Decibel Geek VIPs.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know, it's very cool to be able to communicate with them, our most ardent fans.
Right.
You know, I feel like it's a family within a family. You know, we got our worldwide friends that listen to the show every week. And then we got our most, you know, loyal supporters that have become Decibel Geek VIPs, and they get a lot for it. So if you want to become a VIP, head on over to Patreon. You get Torpedo Dudes. You get the Chris and Aaron show, and there is almost 100 episodes
that's
of the Chris and Aaron show, so you get access to all the archives there, so you're getting a whole nother podcast with us. You can start over from the very beginning. That's some pretty funny stuff in there because we cut up and cut loose on there.
If you want to hear Aaron and I completely hammered arguing about who's better, Bon Jovi or Def Leppard,
or who's worse,
that's true. That's where you go, because it's you will not get that on the regular feed.
And that was the argument.
I don't even remember having the argument, to be honest with
that's
you, because
awesome.
We both had so much to drink that night. But that was a that there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff on there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
The whole saga of you know who is all there.
Oh yeah,
on
there's
Decibel
a, there's
Geek
a lot
VIP
of stuff
on the Chris and Aaron show. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
So go to patreon.com/decibelgeek. Sign up today.
The saga within the saga.
Yeah. All right. So moving on past that guy. So we're going back to your pick now.
All right. I got a good one for you. Check this out. This next band weighs in at a total combined weight of 338 pounds. Because there's only three of them. Joe Musato on vocals and lead guitar, on bass, Mike Jarvella, and on drums, Chris McCullough. They hail from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, I wonder why you picked these guys.
In fact, they were recently nominated by the Wisconsin Area Music Industry as a top act in the hard rock category. They've conquered Sheboygan, Appleton, Schofield, Kaukauna, Oshkosh, Ashwaubenon, and Sturgeon Bay, and now they're ready to conquer the hearts and minds of the rest of the world. So for you to enjoy, this is Sons of Kong with Cold Hard Woman. See, not only are they the pride of Wisconsin, but they also have gotten a lot of love from the UK. That's wild how that works sometimes. Big in the UK and in the Derry State.
That's pretty cool.
These guys have been around for a minute. They've got a few EPs released in the past few years, but like I said, they're new to me. So, you know,
yeah,
new to you, I'm betting.
Oh, yeah, I've never heard them.
They got a lot of good stuff, man.
That's cool.
I really like that song, but I was kind of torn between a few other ones that I really dug. And check them out on Facebook. They're on there.
Cool.
Sons of Kong.
Cool. So for my next pick, these guys are definitely no strangers to readers of the Decibel Geek website. They're called the Radio Sun. They're from Australia. and they've received a fair bit of coverage on our site. It's a really great melodic rock band, and I thought it was finally time that we spin a track on the podcast. From 2018's Beautiful Strange album, here's the Radio Sun with Hold On Tight.
I played
them sooner than this because they've been around for a little while and they have four really strong albums. And I'm going to be checking out more of their stuff for sure.
That's fresh blood to me, man. Yeah. I'll be checking that out too. That's very cool.
Awesome.
All right. You ready for this?
Yeah.
This might just blow your mind a little bit here.
All right.
Let me tell you a story. I got this right off their website. This is very cool. Florin and Nineta, I think it's Cristia, they grew up in Romania. And they came from an extremely religious background. So the odds of them becoming the parents of a heavy metal band living in Los Angeles are pretty astronomical. But 20 years and 5 kids later, the dream slash nightmare continues. Forever branded as the black sheep of their family and their church, they have dedicated their lives to their kids and their musical dreams. Check this out. 5 kids. You're about to meet the heavy metal Partridge Family.
Oh, boy.
Well, here's what they say about Sam. There are very few shredding guitar players that can do the moonwalk as good as Sam.
Oh, yeah?
His early days as a street performer, being a Michael Jackson impersonator, honed his ability to entertain the crowd. This is the band I'm talking about, Lilac.
Okay.
Last year we had Orchid. This year I got Lilac.
With a flower theme going.
All right, then we got Abby. Before she was introduced to music, she was a quiet, reserved student focused on math and astronomy until discovering Roger Taylor, the drummer from the band Queen, of course. Abby put all her efforts to studying drummers of rock and metal music. Today, she is one of the hardest-hitting female drummers in Los Angeles. Then we got Melody. Melody is the lead vocalist and bass player in Lilac, and she's come a long way from her days of singing Titanic in the shower getting ready for school. Although she was influenced by many singers, I love this so much, it wasn't until she discovered Ronnie James Dio that her life was changed forever. That's a trip to me. You think of dudes that are influenced by Dio, but man, Dio's influenced a lot of female rock singers. Like, we were just talking about one not too long ago. I forget what band it was, but it was like she heard Dio and was like, I want to be a rock star.
Oh, no, Hailstorm's.
Hailstorm, same thing. Yeah. So cool. And then you got Ethan. Ethan's 11 years old, and he's the second guitar player for the band Lilac. Although he's only been playing for a few years, he's able to pull off solos for Iron Maiden and Nirvana effortlessly. An avid video gamer who's only in the music business for the money, which he will spend at the GameStop. 11 years old.
Well, priorities for an 11-year-old.
And then you got the youngest member of the family.
There's somebody younger than 11 in this band?
Talk about Justin. After years of piano lessons, Justin has decided stand-up comedy is much more rewarding. Unfortunately, getting out of this band is like getting out of the mafia.
Wow.
So with all that buildup, I got to play you the band. You got to check it out. I'm going to tell you a little more about them, but you got to check this out. This is Lilac off their new album, Chain of Thorns. This is a song called Mars. Partridge Family.
No, I didn't hear any tambourine anywhere in that.
No, man.
There's no Danny Partridge in this band.
Got to thank Decibel Geek VIP Mark Alden Taylor for turning me on to that one. He posted a video on the private Facebook Decibel Geek VIP group, and it was Lilac doing a cover of Ronnie James Dio, Rainbow in the Dark.
Oh, I have to check that out.
Man, that girl's voice
that
is
Mars
amazing.
That Mars song is great, though. I love that.
The band is tight. The guitar player is awesome. They're young kids.
I never
you know?
Would have expected that they were a bunch of kids.
And they rock.
Yeah, they're good.
It's like they just are the perfect band because they're brothers and sisters, and they just kind of got that vibe, you know? And
that's wild.
You want to check out more of them? Check out lilacband.com. And, yeah, pretty awesome stuff. They've got some cover songs that they do, some really good stuff.
Yeah.
Everything they do is either already heavy or they rock it up. And then the new stuff coming out is originals, and it's just as good.
Wow.
And their parents need to get back to making more children.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think, yeah.
You just start a whole record company worth of bands.
Five more.
Yeah.
Don't stop now. You're doing great.
Wow, that's really cool.
Lilac.
Where else are you going to hear that?
No kidding. Oh, isn't that cool?
Wild. Awesome. So I've got one left. And you're going to be familiar with this band because they were my number two album of the year last year. Talking about a band from the UK called Massive Wagons.
They're awesome.
These guys are my new obsession. I mean, I cannot stop playing their 2018 album, Full Nelson. It's just, I play this more than I do the Priest album from last year.
Really?
Yeah. It's it's filled with catchy hooks, incredible guitar tone. It's just a perfect recipe for your ears. It's
right
just a fantastic record. And even their other albums are really great, too. This band is one of those. This is a band that should be humongous right now.
Yeah.
And they have everything going for them. And I think you're going to love this. This is Massive Wagons doing a song called Tokyo.
We'll be right back.
on the radio with the Play 'Em on the Decibel Geek podcast.
Damn right we will.
I love that song.
I love it too. That's so good.
Yeah, I just they're from the UK. If they ever make it to America, I will drive to see them if I have to.
See, and that's what again. It's all these bands are a perfect example of why aren't these bands being pushed by major media outlets?
Yeah, because this band could be huge on the radio.
Right,
it's so radio friendly.
So you play that song on the radio, and all of a sudden you get people calling the station, going, "What is that? What is that? I want to know what that is." You know, that's how you turn the tide. I think
absolutely. I've turned on a lot of fellow podcasters from our Best of 2018 show to them.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's good because that's the way. That's the way now.
Yeah.
The podcast. The podcasts are the future of metal. We're the only ones that are playing these bands and turning people on to them because, I was just talking to my brother-in-law the other day and we're talking about the local rock station here and it's like you turn it on and there's like some folk music and something that sounds like it might be like bro country.
Oh god.
And then there's something
it's too much of
and
that
then
shit.
And then there's like a rap song and then they play AC/DC.
Yeah,
it's you
weird.
Know, back
yeah,
in black.
It's the same thing you've heard a million
and
times.
And it's like what is going on with radio nowadays? They're so confused over what they even are.
Yeah, they're asleep at the wheel.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But that makes me feel good about what we're doing.
Yeah,
especially when we do these fresh blood episodes. Yeah,
just motivates us that much more.
Shoot, yeah. So you got anything else before we get to my last pick?
No, I think we've played a lot of great stuff and I know you're gonna go out on a high note here.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks here at Decibel Geek have been really awesome, and that's great thanks to our friend Greg Troyan.
Yeah.
Because he helped us out with our Thin Lizzy episode and was fantastic. And then he stuck around for Torpedo Dudes, which, man, he made me laugh my ass off.
He's one of
so
my favorite
funny.
Guests we've had on.
Yeah, totally. Because he's just, it's just like when we meet him and hang out at shows and stuff, because we've known Greg for a little bit now and we're very comfortable with him. He's very comfortable with us. So it's basically what you got the last 2 weeks were three dudes basically hanging out in a bar, bullshitting about Kiss and Thin Lizzy, and I think that works for podcasting, that's good stuff.
He's as big a geek as we are, so he fits right in.
Right. And so Greg was telling us last week about how he started his podcast, The Lipstick Panel, mainly as a way to pimp his band Lipstick.
Yep.
So I thought, hey, why not follow suit? He helped us out so much the last 2 weeks. I'm going to play you guys some Lipstick. So as you know, Lipstick is a hard rock band from right here in Music City, USA. That's Nashville, Tennessee. They began in 2010 when Greg was writing some songs with Billy Morris from Warrant, Quiet Riot, Paul Gilbert, and God knows how tough. So many bands. They produced 12 songs as a demo, and he did it in a classic rock style in the bands that he loves, like Kiss, Alice Cooper, Thin Lizzy, and Motley Crue. And after completing the demo, Greg enlisted the help of bassist Stephen Smith, who helps him out with his podcast, and they formed a live version of the band and began performing shows in the Nashville area. The band would release those demos as their self-titled debut album in 2014, and due to a high demand, a special edition of the album was released the following year. Then, in 2017, they released their second album, Lipstick 2, and it features a wide array of musical guests, including Phil Schauss.
Yeah, from the Gene Simmons, Ace Frehley Band.
Ace Frehley Band.
Rock and Roll Residency.
Yeah, our friend, and hopefully yours. The band is currently working on new music for 2019 release, coming up probably in April. I was talking to Greg the other day. They're working hard on it now. You know, they're real excited about the new music coming out. And so I thought we'd end the show this week doing what we do best, promoting up-and-coming rock bands. We've done it all day today. Please get out and support these artists, support these bands. Keep rock and roll alive. We can't do it without your help, and your help comes in the form of supporting the artist. So get right to it. You want to learn more about Lipstick? It's lipstickgeneration.com. Order your up some CDs or get on the Amazon or get on the iTunes, whatever you're doing to get your music download. Buy whatever, support these bands. You're going to like this a lot. This is a very, very cool song. And Lipstick actually has a lot of really cool songs that are so worth checking out. But this is one, it's an epic. It's about 8 minutes long.
Wow.
Buckle in. You guys are going to love this. Rounding out Fresh Blood today here on the Decibel Geek Podcast, it's Greg Troyan and Lipstick and a tune called The Flash.
See you next week.
Sometimes I don't know, sometimes I don't care. watching the